Trail marker number three is this one, local church commitment. A good Christ-focused Bible teaching church is like having a good map with you to follow on your pathway. A good map teaches truth about your trail, the bends and turns, the ups and downs. It prepares you for the challenges ahead. So being committed to your local church will help you and your children stay on the pathway to sticky faith. Now, the local church has some really great benefits besides the teaching. It's where your children get discipled by someone else besides you. So you assess what is available and you decide what you're going to do to take advantage of it to supplement what you're doing at home. The local church is also where they can learn to disciple others, which makes them more dependent on Christ. But today, look at all of the trails that are alluring, that pull us away from local church commitment. There are so many things that could do that on Sundays. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, talks about local church commitment. So I looked up the verse in several different translations to see what it said. NIV said, not giving up meeting together. CSB, not neglecting to gather together, not abandoning our own meetings, as some are in the habit of doing. Giving up, neglecting, abandoning, those are intentional choices. They usually don't just happen. They can become habits. And that is choosing to serve yourself or the culture instead of the Lord. If you have made that pre-decision for yourself, that local church commitment is an important thing for your family and essential for your child's spiritual growth and your own, then it will show up in choices you make regarding activities that will pull you away.